Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thank you one and all for being with us. Whatever, wherever you are, whenever it is that you listen, thank you for taking some of your time and sharing it with us, and I hope you enjoy it. Tonight's guest, Marilyn Harper, has a fascinating story and is a channel of a very interesting entity, so we're going to have some fun tonight. But first, the metaphysical musing. And I was just thinking of a quote. I think it's from Joseph Campbell, who said, "The madman is drowning in the same ocean that the mystic revels in." In other words, you can have an out-of-control experience of something larger than the physical world, or you can have a more controlled and useful experience of what exists beyond the physical world. But it's all the same stuff. It's just how you're responding to it and how you're dealing with it. And that gets really interesting. I had a conversation with a psychiatrist once, and I said, okay, to start with, I'll acknowledge that I have several diagnostic codes in the manual you use to say how people are crazy. But you have to acknowledge that in spite of the fact that I have those experiences, I'm a well-integrated human being and I'm not crazy. And the conversation got much more interesting from there. But therein lies the problem or the dichotomy between how people who have no experience of there being more than the physical world and people who do have an experience of there being more than the physical world try to communicate with each other. And it can be really difficult because it's really scary to the people that have never experienced that. It's for so many years been defined as crazy that it's really hard to look at it and go, really? It works and it's real? You actually talk to people and how does, you know, and then they start, if they're open to it, they will start asking questions and perhaps at some point have their own experience. I have a friend who talks about, well, I use the analogy too. Most people are walking around as if they were listening to AM radio. They have very few stations. It's very short range signal. It's kind of fuzzy and staticky, and there's not much on there. So there's not a whole lot to listen to. And then there are other people that have broadband FM radios and can listen to all kinds of music from all over the world, the emergency bands, the weather stations, police and fire bands, TV, radio, cell phones, all of those things are other forms of radio. And if you have the right receiver for it, you can listen to all that stuff. But the person who's listening on the AM radio has no idea that stuff exists. So lots of kids are being, well, I think all kids are born broadband, that they see and hear a whole lot more than adults do. And it was very common years ago at age 4, 5, 6 for that to be socialized out. Oh, that's an imaginary playmate. You know, don't tell people about that. The kids that are coming in now know that what they're seeing is real, and they'll just say, look, you can't see it, and I don't know why, but I know it's real, so get out of my face. And those of us who are older and have been working with this larger reality for decades kind of sit there going, oh, I'm sorry you don't see that. It's really cool. And part of what I say to people who struggle with the idea is, I know you really can't understand what this stuff is, but what do you do with the results? I do what I do, and it could be affecting a house in Australia. And it wasn't selling, it wasn't selling, it wasn't selling, and I do what I do and the house sells. Or a person gets better, or some struggle disappears, or whatever the issue was that I've been asked to work on. What do you do with the results? I know you think that it couldn't possibly be real, but what do you do with the results? So for most of the people, I think, who listen to this show, you have some sense of the reality of all of this. And we have lots of people that have been on the show that have given you examples of this reality. But I just thought I would talk about that for a few minutes, kind of as an introduction, because we're going to have fun talking to Marilyn. So that's tonight's Metaphysical Musing. And let's talk to my guest, Marilyn Harper. How are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you doing?
I suspected you were fabulous. I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. In connecting with you, we're just going to have a great time. And hopefully your listening audience will too, because I know we can laugh a lot.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. And from what they tell me, the audience gets a kick out of it too. So
I'm sure they do.
What I always ask the guests is, how did your life unfold such that you're doing what you're doing? What was your walkabout? How did all this, what was all of the stuff that happened that brought you to where you are?
Well, that is an interesting question, or a set of questions, because, you know, before all this happened, I was just about as normal as anyone could be. I live in Springfield, Missouri. I am, I was a salesperson for a country western radio station. In a country western station in Springfield, Missouri.
Was it an AM station?
No, it was an FM station, KTPS.
Okay.
And I was deacon in the Christian church. I was regular and had a high schooler. I guess he was in junior high, ninth grade or so, eighth grade. And I was really, really normal and had complications following a surgery, and everything in my life changed, literally. I had what some call a walk-in experience. I call it that, or a complete transformational experience. Mm-hmm. It was not an awakening. It was as though in 1993, I went into the hospital as one person, and when I came out, I was indeed someone else. And I didn't even know that I was someone else, so I was very confused. I didn't have the same talents. I didn't have the same skills. I didn't have the same interests. And I was really searching for what the heck had happened. I was not metaphysical. In fact, before that, I had purchased the book, Shirley MacLaine's book, Out on a Limb, and mm-hmm. started to read it because I really liked Shirley MacLaine, but I didn't realize at the time, this was in the 80s, I guess, that she had gone metaphysical and had a channeler and all that, and I threw it away because I thought, a channel? Oh, my gosh, that's sacrilegious. And little did I know that a few years later, that would be my life. But in 93, it was indeed a little intense. It was, I used to be, as we spoke earlier, a costume designer for a theatrical supply company. And I could whip out 7 Santa suits in 6 days, and I couldn't even sew a blouse or anything. I got material for to make a blouse while I was recuperating after my surgery, and I couldn't figure out how to read the pattern. It was so weird.
So you gained different skills, but you lost some of what was second nature to you before the experience.
Yes, exactly. And I didn't know that I had gained new skills yet.
Right.
I just knew that I had lost some. I mean, my walkout used to do counted cross stitch as kind of therapy. And I couldn't figure out how to do it. And this all transpired in less than a week. I wondered if I'd had a stroke or something. I did not know what had happened. But I, 3 years later, 2.5 years later, I actually woke up and found, through a series of events, found out what a walk-in was and mm-hmm. realized that that was what happened to me. Ruth Montgomery coined the phrase in the 80s about walk-ins with the book Strangers Among Us. And
you want to give us a quick definition?
A walk-in, I guess that's probably a good idea. Good place to start. Thank you, David. You keep me grounded.
I try.
A walk-in is a person who has had a soul exchange. And, you know, that was totally and completely against my religious beliefs or any beliefs that I've had, that the soul that was born into the body due to a prior agreement at some point in their life would leave, and instead of the body dying, another soul comes in to take their place. Which sounds like bizarro world, I know. But if it hadn't have happened to me and several other people that I know, I mean, there's millions of walk-ins across the planet, which is, I'm guessing, why we're talking about this, because it really takes awakening to the fact that you are a walk-in to kind of trigger the realization that you do have new talents, new skills, new avenues, and once you awaken to that, then it all starts blossoming. And in 1996, that's what happened. I through a series of events, realized that had happened to me. Now, there's several different levels of walk-ins. There's a complete soul exchange, which is what happened to me. There's a braid, which I think is probably the most confusing, which is where another soul comes in and sort of braids with the original soul, and they inhabit together for a period of years, maybe. And then recently, in the last 6 to 10 years, maybe 6 to 8 years, there's been composites that have come in. And a composite is someone who is... their higher self actually comes in and joins their regular self. And so they receive all of that higher information. They normally have some sort of an epiphany or an awakening of some sort, but it's not quite as drastic as a complete walk-in.
Right.
The universe, God, whoever, has discovered that a complete walk-in can be really disconcerting for many years, and it took about 8 years to integrate. And for me, in 2008 or 2009, I actually believe that my walk-out after training. Wherever walkouts go, they go to the place where people die, wherever that is, and receive retraining. And I believe she came back and merged with the walk-in because my walkout had cellular memory of being on stage, and I do that now, and my walk-in was not comfortable on stage.
Interesting.
Particularly. Yeah, it was very interesting how that all transpired. In 96, I, again, woke up to the fact that I was a walk-in through a series of events. And you can read about that when the book comes out, Stepping Off the Edge. But I then started on the spiritual path. I started doing automatic and inspired writing. I actually recorded a CD that leads you into inspired writing to help connect with a person's guidance system. And I believe that that's kind of what set the pace for Adironda and the Council of Light or company to come in 98. I was a Reiki. I became attuned and trained in as a Reiki master, and I began to have visions when I would work on someone. I could see into their bodies. You do house healing. I do holographic healing, where we go into the body.
I started working on people, and I still work on people. So,
yeah. It's probably very similar. But I don't know that. although I would look forward to experiencing your work at some point. In my world, and as I was still selling advertising, still in the metaphysical closet, still deacon in the Christian church, I began having the message that I would be channeling or doing oversoul to oversoul communication.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I had a private session with people or a reading, shortly after I walked in and woke up to the fact that I walked in, I went and had readings with people to see if they could tell me what had happened. And they said that I was a channel, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't believe in that. And it was pretty interesting, for sure, through the 90s. And then in 2000, and for 10 years, I feel like I, from 1999, when Adironda showed up on the scene, Adironda and the Council of Light, and they used to call themselves a team or a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they did that because I personally would not have really accepted that archangels and ascended masters would speak through an interdimensional being like Adironda through me. I didn't accept that was a possibility until it happened. And so it is an interesting journey, for sure.
Yeah, there's supposedly a quote from a NASA rocket scientist that says, once something has happened, we have to seriously consider that it might be possible.
Yes, I like that. Once something has happened, we seriously consider that it might be possible. That's great.
Right. Because they kept running into things that, according to everything they knew, didn't make any sense. And this is the same kind of thing. What? Excuse me?
Right. You know, it's and we are in a time, as you know, David, that there's so much going on in the world right now. The energy, the solar flares. It's like everybody I know, their phones didn't stop working on the solstice, the summer solstice this month, this year. And it's like they would do crazy things, like start dialing people, and they wouldn't charge. You know, it's like these are pretty wild times we're living in.
Right. Right. Well, you're living in part of the area that gets the geomagnetic storms, and that'll do that. But it's pretty wild. And I talk a lot about it because I want people to kind of get some idea that what they're experiencing is real. It's not just something they're making up, and it's not that they're getting sick. It's that everything is changing frequency, including them. And it takes a while for the body to figure out what's going on and work it out. And while it's doing that, and you could have pain, you could be dehydrated. It can be painful and confusing. And like you in your former circumstances, if it's completely outside of your worldview, even if I told you about it, you wouldn't believe it.
You know, that's correct. I wasn't, except when I found out what a walk-in was. It mm-hmm. was through three people that I trusted so much. One was my mother, one was a friend, and two were friends. One person I was dating, and another friend. I had to pay attention to it.
Right.
And I thought, oh my goodness, that's what happened to me. And
the couple of walk-ins that I've met reported that they were both married, and they both reported that their relationships almost immediately ended because the person said, I don't know who you are. You are not the person that I married. I don't know how to make sense of this. And what are we going to do here?
That is a very common theme. I know my business partner, Joy, she was married, and she immediately left her high-paying marketing job in L.A., moved to Phoenix, left her husband for a time. They eventually got back together, although now that is also in a state of transition. And that happens very commonly. I know my son, I wasn't married at the time, and I'm still not, but I had a junior high son, and it's fascinating to realize that, is he my son? You know, and that question crossed my mind, but in actuality, my walk-in has been his mother on multiple occasions, multiple lifetimes, but we have never grown old together. Something has always interrupted it. So that's one of the reasons why I came back into this body, so I could indeed be a mother to my son for the rest of his life and for the rest of my life. And so that's pretty cool. And it's fascinating that when we eventually talked about me being a walk-in, which was a couple of years after it happened, he knew exactly when I walked in.
Right.
He could tell.
Of course he did. Of course he
yeah,
did.
Yeah. I was surprised that he could, but he could tell. In fact, we have a series on our website, The Walk-In Phenomenon, that I think there's 7 episodes of interviews that we did with walk-ins and our children and our spouses and our friends about the walk-in phenomenon. And your folks would be welcome to go to that Adirondack.com and check that out.
Well, and since you're giving your web address, I want to make sure people can find you online. What is the correct?
It is the web address where those recordings are is Adirondack, Adirondack.com. Adirondack, Adiron as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Da.com. And while folks are there, they can listen to the free recordings for the walk-in phenomenon. There's several channelings that I did in Israel when Master Yeshua, Jesus, came in. And there's a weekly message that they can sign up for. So, yeah.
Yeah, we could have an interesting talk about Yeshua as well. But
maybe that's another show.
Well, there's certainly plenty of stuff to talk about. We've been talking about the walk-in experience. I also want to make sure that we talk more about Adirondack, who that is, and your experience of channeling. And we will do that when we come back, because we're going to be going to a break. And we will do that shortly, unless we get taller. My guest is Marilyn Harper, who has a fascinating story, and we will hear much more about it. This is David Franklin Farkas on the Farkas Files here on Empower Radio. And we're going to have more fun when we come back from the break. Don't go nowhere.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg.
Ha-ha, I win.
Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What did he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home, and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over a million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
And I love it. I'm home.
I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home.
I'm home.
Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with Marilyn
Yay.
Harper. With Marilyn Harper and her fascinating story. I don't think anyone has mentioned walk-ins before on the show, so this has been great fun. But the other thing that you do, which has been part of the progression of what happened since the walk-in experience, is that you're now channeling, and you're channeling out of Rhonda. So tell us a little bit about who slash what Adirondack is. And what was that like when it first happened, and how has that expanded into what you do now?
Well, you know, it was pretty amazing. In 98, I became a Reiki master, and even though I'd always been told that I was a channel by other people and had done inspired writing, so I was very familiar with my own guidance system, I still didn't buy that whole possibility. And so in 99 or 98, I guess, I was working on someone on the table doing energy work with them, Reiki. And I heard a voice that was not a part of my own personal guidance system. And they said to me, my name is Serapis Bey, and I am a messenger from God, and I am asking to use you as a channel so I can bring a message directly to your client. And I'm like, no, I mean, I've seen The Exorcist. I know what could happen. Get on out of here. I don't know who Serapis, who? You know, I didn't even know who Serapis Bey was at the time. He is one of the Ascended Masters. Mm-hmm. And but he eventually, as I was communicating telepathically with him, convinced me to step my consciousness aside and allow him to speak directly to my client. And that was the first time I channeled. And it was, he brought in information that I could never have gotten to, never. And it was so amazing. And I think after that, I don't know that I completely came back present in my body. I had, in the next year, I had 5 speeding tickets and 3 car wrecks. And none of them were serious. And the last car wreck, I know, was really divinely orchestrated. It's like there was a divine orchestration with me waking up and finding out about walk-in. And there was another divine orchestration with the third car wreck. I mean, the emergency personnel were all right on site. There was somebody that was jogging at the corner where I physically turned into a 74 Ford pickup. And I drove a Neon, so I didn't fare as well. But there was somebody that worked at the ER in the hospital that was right at that corner. And someone else that was a paramedic was driving one of the cars that were in the lineup of cars that we stopped. So, I mean, if you're going to have a wreck, you might as well have the emergency personnel right there on the spot.
Exactly. Yeah.
And after that, I found I took off work. I had some torn ligaments in my foot, and it wasn't serious. Some bruising from the seatbelt and the airbag, but which normally I didn't even use my seatbelt, so it was unusual for me to even have my seatbelt on. And I went to a psychic fair, a spirit fair. And I never really did things like that much, but I just felt compelled to go. And there I met a woman, Alexis, actually, and I heard myself inviting her to come bring her RV and stay in my driveway while she did some energy work on my back. And I'm like, who is this woman? I don't know her. And drive an RV and park it in my driveway, that's totally against my suburban Springfield, Missouri neighborhood covenant, was to have an RV in the driveway. Then when she pulled in the next day, I mean, it was like so bizarre that I even invited her. When she pulled into my driveway the next day with her 35-foot RV, and on the side it said, Divine Journey Ministries, Spiritual Intervention for Your Soul. And I'm like, oh, no. here I was trying my best to be in the metaphysical closet, and my here's this RV with the billboard on the side advertising spiritual work, and it was pretty intense. But she knew how to identify the fact that I was not present, and mm-hmm. she knew also what to do about that. And she knew how to set my conscious self aside. And as soon as she realized that I wasn't completely present in my body when I tried to drive into another truck, she immediately put me into a trance, not while I was driving, of course, but and asked if I wasn't there, who was there, and what they were doing, right? And that was the first time Adironda spoke.
Mm.
And Adironda said that they were not a part of my soul family, my oversoul, that they were from the 17th dimension, and that they were here as a messenger from Source. They didn't use the term God. They said the source of all that is. And said that we identify that source as God, and that the people on the planet were not getting it fast enough, and that I, Marilyn Harper, was an activator, and they're going to magnify that activating energy. I mean, and of course, you know, my friend Alexis, she's now a good friend of mine, she was like jaw dropped because Adironda came in immediately. And of course, she had all kinds of questions. How do you spell Adironda? How are you male or female? And Adironda is actually neither male and female. That's what they say. They are neither male and female, and they are both male and female. Mm-hmm. And it's like I don't know quite how that can be. But then they asked what the 17th dimension looked like, and Adironda described to a T this place that I had been dreaming about. And we started recording Adironda from the very beginning because Adironda said, you need to record this. Because I was a trance channel, so I didn't consciously remember what was being said when I was channeling. And I could play those back and listen to them. And they described the vegetation and the energy of the 17th dimension. And this was a place that I had been dreaming about for a year or more. And so that was kind of proof to me that something significant had happened and or was happening. And Adironda said that I was an activator and I was to gather groups together and I was to activate people en masse. And my first group was 5 days later.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was whew, a fast transition. And I think it took almost 10 years for me to actually acclimate to that energy. And
sure.
And the council of, they started off calling themselves a team and eventually a company of archangels, as you know, you call the boys. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, Master Yeshua, who I called him Jesus at the time, mm-hmm. until I went to Israel, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Isis, Osiris, Ra, Sekhmet, Babaji, Saint Germain, Ra has come in, Elohim has come in. Actually, there's been, in the past couple of years, there's been a little fluctuation as to who was on the council, Lord Buddha. And last July, for the first time ever, instead of identifying themselves as a company, they identified themselves as a council of light.
Mm-hmm.
And so either I got to where I could accept that or they've changed. I know last December, Elohim came in and delivered a message. We do a double-digit channeling once a month that is a live broadcast, video broadcast, and then, of course, we make a recording for those that can't join us live. And Elohim came in last December and delivered the entire message for the first time. So there's definite changes that are occurring. And as we talked earlier about the dragon energy, that there, you know, I've had several people that have commented that they see a dragon in my energy field around me. And I was born in the year of the dragon, and I believe I've been a dragon master or wielded, you know, ridden on a dragon before. And of course, Kuan Yin, she stands on the back of a dragon, but it's all been quite fascinating. In the early 2000s, Adirondack, upon the interpretation of someone else, one of my teachers, said that we needed to physically merge together because, as you well know, many times a channel will experience physical challenges. You know, maybe arthritis, or I think kidney problems are one of the more common because we run so much energy through our physical form, which wasn't necessarily designed for that. Right. And and Adirondack said that we needed to merge together. And we did. And Adirondack now says they are always with me. I'm not always with them because they're multidimensional and they can go anywhere, but they are always with me. And it certainly has been an interesting journey. In 2010, I quit. I quit channeling. I was working a full-time job. I was channeling at night. I was doing retreats on weekends. I was spending my vacation time going to Crestone, Colorado, doing a retreat. And I was just tired. And I, you know, shook my fist at God, I guess, and said, you know, I quit. Unless you're going to send me some help, I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. And because I wasn't making a living at it, I was, you know, working part-time at it. And at that moment, in 2010, on January the 1st, I got a download of a retreat that I was supposed to be doing every month or twice a month for the next 2 years. And I'm like, forget it. I'm not doing it unless you send me help. And at that moment, probably, my now present business partner, Joy, was with her husband, and they drove into an RV lot in Los Angeles that was there for just 10 days and looked at RVs, and they never bought an RV, but the salesperson that they got was a Lexus, the person that opened the channel within me. And Alexis says, you know, you're not a marketer, you're a promoter, and you're supposed to call Marilyn Harper. And she wrote down my phone number on a business card and gave it to Joy, who was then Stephanie. And a few days later, Stephanie called me, and she had a private session. I still do private sessions. She had a private session, and learned that she was a walk-in, which explained a whole bunch of stuff about her. And I hired her company to rebuild my website. And then her and her husband came to one of my retreats over the weekend the following March. And the rest is kind of history. She left her job, left her company. She actually had left her job earlier and had started her own marketing firm, building websites and doing internet marketing. And, you know, she's been working with me ever since.
It's amazing how this stuff comes together and these strange serendipitous turning points.
Yes. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And you know, you can look back at major turning points in your life, and as a walk-in, you know, I had to really look at that, because it's like, well, whose soul was that, and who did this, and how did that happen? And I guess for me, and maybe for many walk-ins, the walk-in soul had connected with the walk-out soul on several turning point occasions, sort of to make sure that the walk-out had the training and the education that was needed to be able to do what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a conference with Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon down in Hot Springs. I mean, you know, to channel in front of 600 people, 700 people, my walk-in was not that comfortable on stage. My walk-out, however, was a performer. So the cellular memory in the body kicked in and knew what to do on stage. And, you know, don't turn your back on the audience. Don't, that kind of thing. But, it's been the most amazing journey. And then to really travel the world over and bring in channeled messages, which are really profound information about the changes of the planet or your own personal changes. And then to have the realization that most of my blood family, my own family, they have no place to even put that kind of information.
Right.
It's so far out of their realm of possibilities. It's pretty interesting. Although my mother, she's 94, she doesn't understand what I do, but she says when you speak, people listen, and mm-hmm. and you bring them messages for their soul, and that's exactly what I do. It's pretty right. interesting.
Just fascinating. Your story is so amazing in terms of the two incredible things that happened, being a walk-in and moving into channeling. Quite a transformation of your life.
Yes.
So.
Yes, most definitely.
So how can people get in touch with you about either going to your workshops or having those private sessions?
Well, I would love to share that information.
I thought you might.
I actually have a conference. It's a convergence of energies. This year it's in Denver in the fall. My website is adironda.com. That's adironda.com or marilynharper.com, which is much easier to spell. And on my website, there's information about my convergence, Visionaries in Light Convergence in Denver, September 16th through the 18th. Michael Bernard Beckwith from The Secret is mm-hmm. one of our keynote speakers. John Burgos, who does the Beyond the Ordinary Telesummit, is another keynote speaker. Raquel Spencer, who is she travels light. She's a light conduit. And Deborah DeLisi, who has ignited the Love Project, Abundant Love Project. They're going to be speaking at our conference this year. I'd love to have you come, David. And then I've got a retreat coming up. We're going to Israel. Last year, I went to Israel with Lee Carroll, Cryon, and channeled Yeshua in Israel for the first time in 2,000 years. it was pretty powerful. And there are those recordings are free on our website. Just keep scrolling down. There's all kinds of blog posts and there's a spot there for weekly messages that I do and all kinds of fun things. There's a lot of free stuff on our website, free recordings. And there's a tab that says channeling, and that's where you can set an appointment for a private session. We are getting a new website, and it will be much easier to navigate.
Yeah, it's always tricky to come up with a way to navigate a large amount of information like that. So,
yes, and if you have questions about walk-ins, there's a whole section about walk-ins on our website. So, and I don't recommend Googling walk-ins because a lot of the information out there is really scary. And it's not scary. It's just something that happens to some people.
It's one of those things where if it's not a first-person story, someone else's opinion about it or observations about it probably are not valid. So, so your first-person experiences and the story of what happened for you and the people that you've talked to, I think, are much more profound and accurate than anybody's opinion about it. But that's true of so much spiritual stuff anyway.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's like when you start Googling Octurians or 17th Dimension or any of that, it gets really scary really fast. And
really strange, because there are a lot of people writing all kinds of very odd stuff, not all of which is grounded and not all of which is accurate. So
correct. And you know, you have had, you do deal with the paranormal. It's like, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's floating around that has nothing to do with the truth.
Right.
Or if you could call it that, reality.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine was in Barnes & Noble, and he called me from the aisle that has paranormal stuff, and he said, would you write the book already? All the stuff that's here is garbage. Like, all right, got to work out.
I understand. I've heard the same statement. So, yeah, you know, you need to finish your book, and I need to quit traveling long enough to finish my book.
Right.
Books. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for doing all that traveling. And thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And as often happens, we could talk for another 2 hours, but we're running out of time. So,
well, maybe I can come back sometime, do a little channeling.
I would love that. That would be great fun. So let's set that up. My guest tonight is Marilyn Harper, and she does this amazing stuff, channeling Adirondack and explaining all this stuff about walk-ins, which I think doesn't have a whole lot of all credible people talking about it. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for what you do. Because that life being on the road and doing channeling has got to be very, very challenging.
Yes. I'm very familiar with the inside of a suitcase.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. So again, my guest is Marilyn Harper. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll have you back.
All right. That sounds good. We'll just get it set up.
Fantastic. Stay on after the show, and we'll chat for a few minutes.
Okay.
And if anyone out there got curious about who is this guy David and what in the world does he do, you can go to househealing.com, and cleverly hiding in plain view is every way possible to get in touch with me, including a scheduling link. I do a free 20-minute assessment of a person, place, situation, business, whatever it might be, to see whether my work might be helpful to you. So take advantage of that. If you're looking for more information about the show, easy to remember, you can go to thefarkasfiles.com. And the entire archive, we've been doing this now for 5 years. I can't even believe it. And so we have hundreds and hundreds of interviews with amazing people, and they're all there in the archive. And you can find us on almost all the streaming media, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, iTunes podcasts. But the best way to listen is to download the Empower Radio app, which comes in both flavors. And that will let you just pick the show from the many, many shows on Empower Radio. There's programming 24/7 that's just wonderful. But you can find the show, like the Farkas Files, and you click on it, and the entire archive of shows opens up for you, and you can listen directly through your phone or your tablet, which is so cool. Took a long time for us to get that app and to get the quality and the technology that we have now, so take advantage of that. So here we are. It's another week and another show, and I hope you enjoyed it and you got tremendous value from it. Thank you one and all for being here, and this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Have a fantastic week.